Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm your host, Holly Petrie, here with this week's episode. Now, I'm sure many of you are familiar with our annual power list, but for those who aren't, every year, Nation's Restaurant News editors pick the top 50 leaders in the food service industry. And this year, in light of the events of 2020, we decided to switch it up. We named 25 executives across chains and independents who exemplified the core values of 2020. And then we asked them to pick someone in their organization who they considered a power player. Ahead, you'll hear a conversation with Michael Astoria, CEO of And Pizza, and his power player, Deja Fox, who at 20 years old is the youngest shop leader at And Pizza. The two speak with our own Joanna Fantozzi about how the chain has led the way on minimum wage, living by your ideals, a people-first mentality, and raising employees up like Deja. And you will definitely leave the conversation inspired. But before I turn it over to Joanna, I have a quick word from our sponsor, McCain. If you run a restaurant, you know that nailing your to-go orders has never been more important. And yeah, your entrees are great, but how are those sides of fries holding up? That's where McCain Food Service can help. McCain's Sure Crisp fries stay crispy for up to 30 minutes in transit. They were practically built for the road. Try a free sample at McCainShoreCrisp.com and experience the Sure Crisp crunch for yourself. McCain Sure Crisp, let's to-go together. And now, here is Joanna, Michael Astoria, and Deja Fox of And Pizza.
All right. So just to kick things off, what would you say you are most proud of in terms of company leadership and community impact as you look back at this challenging year?
Well, obviously Deja's number one, two, and three, but we'll get back to her in a minute. I would say a few things. You know, one of the things that we did very early on in mid-March was decide that we were going to increase the wages of our family members. And I think that's extremely important because at a time of economic uncertainty, at a time of political uncertainty, at a time of, you know, COVID-related uncertainty, we felt like we needed to do the best that we could do to step up and to show our family members that we would take, you know, some financial burden away. And it wasn't just about increasing pay and increasing wages, also about guaranteeing employment, which I think was a huge component of that. Knowing that like life is hard and getting harder. And if we can remove, you know, some of that burden from, you know, our people's ability to have to worry about it, then I think we're doing a decent job as an employer. So increasing wages was huge. We struck a partnership with Lyft where we helped subsidize travel from the pizza shops to where our family members work, which is super cool. It's a benefit that I think long-term is going to be something more and more companies adopt to because it is and has been historically speaking, when we survey our workforce, you know, one of the number one things that everybody wants, which is subsidized travel. And especially if you get to kind of take a private driver, right, to the pizza shop or to your job, it's an awesome thing. A couple other things is we also used our pizza, obviously, to feed families, made sure all of our workers had sick pay from day one. We rolled out a Hero Pies program, which is really cool. I think now we're up to about 70,000 or 75,000 Hero Pies being distributed to hospital workers. And not to sort of brag that we were the first in everything, but I do think trying to make an impact and spawn a whole bunch of food service operators to think about how they can use their product to show their appreciation to hospital workers that were putting, right, their health in jeopardy for the benefit of our country, which we thought was awesome. And then more recently, we rolled out a new policy that was paid time off for activism, right? Thinking more broadly about what the definition of activism is and wanting to encourage our workforce to get out there to allow their voices, right, and faces to be heard. I think that's extremely important. Shutting down all of our shops for election day, right, providing full PTO to make it really easy for our family members to vote. And more recently, which we haven't announced yet, but we're going to be providing paid time off and travel subsidies for vaccinations, and you're going to make a big deal out of that as well to take a leading position. So it's been a really cool body of work. But the one thing I would say, and then I'll shut up here, is when you have an ampersand, when you have an icon and a symbol, that's a true North Star for decision making. That's all about uniting the working class. That's all about taking care of our workforce. It's really easy, and our community, it's really easy to make swift, quick decisions on what the right thing to do is, figuring the rest out down the road.
Awesome. And Deja, what about you? So leadership at the store level, What are you most proud of in terms of your own leadership and the community impact that you've had?
I'm most proud of being not only the youngest shop leader, but also being the youngest woman Black shop leader that AMPISA has had, and going through like their development program from starting all the way from a fam member to, you know, being a shop leader. And it not only shows that like I can do it, other women can do it as well. Like they shouldn't be afraid to do it. And it has that impact on our community, like my family and my friends. I show them that it's possible within the restaurant industry, and that, you know, they can grow.
And remind me, where is your store again?
I'm Tyson's okay. Corner.
Awesome. That is such a huge deal, of course. So talking about that sort of people first mentality, which I feel like is prevalent in the company, both overhead and just in every single shop. So why do you think that people first mentality, like taking care of your employees, as you suggested, all the things that you did this year, why is that such a strength for the brand?
It shows people that, you know, not only they're not just there to work, but that we're a family, that they care about us and that we care about them. And having that people first mentality, you know, shows people that that they're there for them, and that, you know, that they don't have to do this alone.
Absolutely. Michael, do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's part of the reason why we started And Pizza in the first place. We always talk about the and being the big idea before there was pizza. And the and is all about, you know, promoting unity and taking care of our family members and really democratizing decision-making and making impact in food service that now is the largest industry and the largest employer in America. And so we feel like there's a responsibility to create really good jobs and to be really progressive with policy, as there's becoming less and less of a divide between, you know, where people go to work and who they are post working, right? The work personal relationship is becoming one, especially with work at home now, where everyone, literally a lot of people are working where they live. And so it's about leading by example. It's about making people feel really good about who they are, celebrating their oneness, and leaning into the fact that, you know, our diversity, our differences as individuals is what makes this brand special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And now kind of going into, obviously, it was a really challenging year for the entire restaurant industry. Either one of you, what would you say is the biggest challenge you faced this year as a leader, and how did you sort of meet that challenge?
I can start and then you can chime in. So I would say, yeah, think about it. Like, look, there was a lot of big challenges. You know, I think this was, you know, last year was a very difficult operating year. Because we were basically operating, you know, depending on jurisdiction, with one or two hands tied behind our backs and having to show up every day, you know, with massive uncertainty. And, you know, a lot of the family members that work for And Pizza on top of that were being faced with massive, you know, racial inequities, right? And seeing that play out in America and being front and center for the first time in a while. And thank God that it was, because these are things that we all need to address, and every single company has a responsibility to address them. And so you're dealing with, right, systematic racism, we're dealing with, right, social inequality and inequity, and you're being asked to show up every single day, put your best foot forward for the company you're working for, to make sure that your food can serve not just hospital workers, but the communities. And you have no idea when a vaccination is going to come, right? What's going to happen to those, you know, friends and family networks in terms of their employment. It's just tough, right? Chaos is the new normal, and we have to adjust to that. It's not easy for people to live in chaos. And so it's been this massive body of just consistent disruption, consistent chaos. And I think the only thing that we have is that we have each other. We have a body of work, and we have a belief system that, you know, we're going to get through this together. We're going to be better as a result of it. And we're going to consistently look up to the ampersand as the guiding, you know, symbol that helps us make decisions and how we can all come together and help bridge the divide, quite frankly, in this country, right? Around right, left, up, down, black, white, because it's the most important thing that we can do, is we can all do it together.
And do you think it's, so on the store level, Do you think that this year was more challenging because of the chaotic nature of the pandemic? Do you think that it was more challenging to kind of to run a pizza store?
I would definitely say yes. Because like Michael said, like there was a lot of things like thrown at us, like from left or right every day. And we had to, you know, swiftly adjust to it. And you have to really like be on your feet to know how to combat it. And yeah, it was just a chaotic year for 2020.
I think one of the things that impresses me the most about what Deja embodies is she is the youngest shop leader ever. She was able to go through our development path, right, in 2 short years, which is relatively unheard of. And at 20 years old, right, she's leading for someone who's twice her age in terms of the maturity, the empathy, and really giving it all to the people that she works alongside shoulder to shoulder. And that's why they respond. And that's why the performance of her shop is so exceptional, right? And above the cut is that type of leadership quality. And she represents what actually I am so encouraged by the youth of America, and quite frankly, the youth worldwide, is that they have a maturity, they have a perspective that is so healthy and so balanced and so impressive that's the future generations that are going to be running this country. And I hope that, you know, there are more Dejas of the world stepping into leadership positions, because if Deja could run this country, we would be in a much better place as a result of that.
High praise. It sounds incredibly impressive. And I think that it is so important to have that diversity of leadership, so that, you know, you don't have people that at the top or at a store level that all look alike, or all think alike, or are all the same kind of age. And so why do you think it's important to foster that kind of atmosphere of diversity, and for people to have leaders that are from a wide range of backgrounds, like Deja or like anybody else in the organization?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, please do. I was hoping you would.
I would definitely say, because everyone's so different, everyone can bring something different to the table. And so, and having that type of leadership and having those different ideas, it helps like growth within the company. So that's what I have to say about that.
Absolutely. And I would say that there's two different sides of the coin, right? There's the one when you think about, you know, managing a corporation and the diversity of thought being, right, the absolute sort of best thinking around the table. Like, my background is creative services, right? I ran an ad agency, and the best sort of creative work that we would do always came through the most diverse thinkers, always, right? And when you get narrow in on two similar perspective, you miss out, right, on so much opportunity. When you think about it at the shop level, people want to look up to and they want to believe in their leaders. And part of a disconnect, at least I've seen oftentimes in restaurant or retails, if those leaders don't look the same or don't have similarity in background, it's hard to trust or to believe what that person is saying is ultimately truth. And so the best thing that we can do is have as many diverse leaders, right, running this organization, so that all of the people that enter the company or that are working for the business have someone they can look up to and someone they can relate to based on, you know, prior experiences and ultimately, you know, family systems and structure and how you were raised. I tend to often, you know, as a kid who grew up in a town of 500 people with one flashing light, one bar, you know, relate to people that grew up in rural America, because I understand that, because that was my, you know, first 18 years as a kid, right? Now, of course, I spend a lot of my time in cities, but I have that relatability. And I think that's extremely important. And leaders oftentimes, right, lead, right, from a position of strength when they're communicating to people honestly and authentically based on their own life's experiences. That's the stuff that we believe the most.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsor, McCain. If you run a restaurant, you know that nailing your to-go orders has never been more important. And yeah, your entrees are great, but how are those sides of fries holding up? That's where McCain Food Service can help. McCain Sure Crisp fries stay crispy for up to 30 minutes in transit. They were practically built for the road. Try a free sample at McCainShoreCrisp.com and experience the Sure Crisp crunch for yourself. McCain Sure Crisp. Let's to-go together. And now, back to the podcast.
And I think that's something that really makes And Pizza stand out and sort of that your leadership in the restaurant industry space is this sort of, I would call almost like fearlessness when it comes to not being afraid to tweet about or get involved in sociopolitical issues. Whereas other businesses might hesitate to either take a stand on an issue or anything like that. So why do you think it's important to incorporate sociopolitical issues into the brand? And how do you feel like it affects it on a day-to-day basis?
I'll start this one, Deja. If you have anything to add, please do. But I would say that it's authentic. The most human thing that you can do is talk about human issues, right? The most corporate thing you can do is not talk about human issues. And so as a brand, we've always felt like we're a collection of personalities, right? We're an amalgamation of our family members. And so it's very important to us that the voice that we have is our best collective thinking around the table. And so we're going to care about the social issues that impact our workforce. We're going to care about the social issues that impact the communities that we have pizza shops in. We're going to use our platform, right, as a voice of our people, and we're going to do everything we can to encourage our people outside of our platform to find their footing and find their own voice so they can be heard. There's nothing more powerful than knowing that you're not alone, that your voice is powerful and you can accomplish anything. We had no idea that $15 an hour would be something that literally in the last 2 weeks, the president of this country would come out and say, we're going to make a full court press effort to get that legislation passed. It's been something that we've been trying to get done since 2012 when we had one pizza shop, right? And I've been to so many, micro rallies of 10, 15 people in some of the strangest places you couldn't imagine, right? Trying to campaign to get local legislation to change their policies around wage, because $7.25 an hour isn't cutting it. And because corporations didn't do the right thing and they waited for the government to intervene and step up. And as much as we're not like super into government intervention, it's the right thing to do. And all of a sudden, fast forward, that became something. We had the mayor of Washington, D.C. sign legislation outside of Van Pizza because it all started with an idea and a belief that we could change people's perspectives. And we want that. I want Deja to believe that she can change, right? Her shop's perspective, that she can change the company's perspective, that she can change the industry's perspective, all of the best thinking that she brings to the table. That's the reason why we talk the way that we talk and we do the things that we do. It's incredibly human and it leads to massive results and it's fun.
Can I piggyback off that too?
And please do.
The one thing about that I love about And Pizza social media, like even before I started working at And Pizza, is that, like he said, they're authentic, they're real. And that's the one thing that when I look at social media, I want things to be like real, and which helped me kind of understand that, they're trying to make a difference in the world because we need it. Like if you look around, we need a difference in this world, and being real is honestly should be the start of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the strength of the brand, I would say. Absolutely. The realness of it. As you look to the future of the restaurant industry, I mean, obviously things are a little bit in flux right now. What excites you? What's something you're looking forward to in your job in the next year or 5 years?
The new menu items that we have coming out, for sure. More innovation with not only on our digital part of And Pizza, but like also like in our like walk the line part of And Pizza. Always our new apparel. I love the clothes at Am Pizza. I'm not gonna lie, they're really cool. And then just new things that restaurant industries or Am Pizza can come up with. Just because working in the restaurant industry, it's fun.
Did you come up with any of the new menu items that we might see coming out?
No, I didn't.
Michael, what about you? Yeah. What are you excited about?
I think two things. I think number one, impact. Right, impact both internally, right? Seeing more people like Deja, right, break through, right, all types of barriers and records, right? I think now there's a new set in terms of what you can do at 20 years old inside of this company as a Black female, right? Which makes me incredibly encouraged and excited. And I suspect that she's going to be, as a leader, the reason why so many people follow in her footsteps, which we're all going to benefit from. It's incredibly encouraging. Impact outside, right, of, you know, our four walls and our business, in terms of what can our policies do to shape the way that people are thinking. And I think the last thing is this transition from analog to digital, with so many, you know, restaurant brands, I think, figuring out for the first time, what does that look like? We're actually much more comfortable in a digital world than we are in an analog world, right? The average age of an Ann Pizza employee is right around 21 and a half, 22 years old. So we're playing to our strengths. We're praying to the things that I know better, right? It actually took me the better part. I'm still trying to figure out, right, core restaurant operations, because I came from a non-restaurant industry background. So as things are shifting towards a digital shop, everyone coming through a digital funnel, and we're talking about things like UX, UI, AI, right? And how do we use data science and robust data sets to get smarter about the information we're presenting to our customers? How do we use technology to develop one-on-one customer communications and relationships, right? Entire communications platforms text-based. People thought we were crazy when we did that 5-6 years ago. And now people are looking at that saying, wow, that makes a lot of sense, because we know more about our customers than other brands do, because so much of our conversation is digital text messaging. When you think about that, it's like, what can we learn and how can we do a better job? We're definitely positioned well for the future. I'm just encouraged about our ability to do more and make bigger investments and take a leading position from a digital first and having digital in the DNA of the company.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. We'll be back next Friday with a brand new episode. Until then, stay safe.